Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk revealed that the Chinese Communist government has asked him directly to withhold Starlink internet access from the Chinese people. Quote, Beijing has made it clear its disapproval of recent rollout of Starlink in Ukraine, end quote. He went on to say that the Chinese government sought assurances he would not sell Starlink access in China. Mexico's government filed a lawsuit against five Arizona gun dealers on Monday, accusing them of participating in illicit weapons trafficking and violating the RICO Act. Mexican leaders claim illegal arms smuggling from the United States with military-style guns, often turning up at deadly crime scenes across their country. A federal judge in late September rejected a $10 billion lawsuit filed by Mexico against U.S. gun manufacturers. President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets and its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality. Those who are responsible have to be held accountable.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, a Russian-backed hacking group that forces websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and LAX, Los Angeles International Airport websites were taken offline. Former CIA analyst Fred Flights on Newsmax says the attacks are from a sophisticated group of Russians.
The Russians have a very robust cyber warfare capability, and we know that they have pre-planned attempts to attack U.S. infrastructure.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Every year, it seems, Christmas talk dominates the holiday season, this year being no exception.
A new report predicts the smallest bump in online sales since 2015 this holiday season. According to Adobe Analytics, sales in November and December will rise just 2.5% this year. That's a 6% drop from last year's increase as shoppers cut back on spending due to inflation and higher interest rates. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter users let Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, have the business. Ms. Warren was promoting Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. Social media users piled on the tweet after Warren's previous scandal regarding her false claims of being Native American most of her life. A 2018 DNA test revealed 10 generations have passed discounting Warren's claims. The test was not peer-reviewed. Hollywood Teamsters Local 399 is calling for the immediate resignation of Ron Herrera, president of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor, for his role in facilitating a leaked audio tape that disgraced Los Angeles City Council. City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned Monday, and there have been calls for council members Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon to step down. Ron Herrera, president of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor, did resign late Monday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Got one of my favorite pastors, and I always enjoy the time that we have together. And I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk about his new book, 18 Minutes with Jesus. Dr. Robert Jeffers joins us, senior pastor of the 14,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Pastor, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You know, I have always appreciated your courage to speak truth to power. And you do not shy away. I mean, I even watched with intent the interview and discussion you had with Bill Maher, which I thought was quite fascinating.
It was quite an opportunity, and it was a great discussion. And, you know, Bill was kind, and I tried to be kind. We don't have to, you know, as Christians, we don't have to be angry and frothing at the mouth. We can be pleasant because the truth is on our side anyway.
Amen. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is that you can rest in the truth. And when you do that, it goes easy, and it's amazing how the Holy Spirit will take a hold of that opportunity, right?
Right, and I always remind people and remind myself, when you're talking to an unbeliever, remember the goal is not to win the argument, it's to win the person.
Amen, amen. Well, the book, 18 Minutes with Jesus, you talk in your book about, you know, some people may think 18 minutes, you know, that's not very long. Although, I'll tell you, though, I would love to have 18 minutes with Jesus, wouldn't you? I mean, can you imagine face-to-face with Christ, 18 minutes? Of course, we know in eternity we'll get a lot of 18-minute segments. But meanwhile, here on this plane, we can have 18 minutes with Jesus. But you cite in your book that there is a history of very short, very powerful sermons, speeches that have been given throughout our history that have captured the hearts and minds of people, right?
Right. And let me explain to the listeners, you know, what this is all about. I had the idea of, you know, what if Jesus came back to earth and gave a TED talk? You know, TED talks are very popular right now. A TED talk, for your listeners that don't know, is a talk by an expert on a subject of interest. And the key is it can only be 18 minutes in length. And so I thought, what would Jesus' TED Talk be? And then it hit me, we already have his TED Talk. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. Right. You can read the Sermon on the Mount in 18 minutes. And even though it's brief, it touches on all the topics we care about most. Straight talk about your money, your sex life, your prayer life, how to deal with your enemies, and your eternal destiny. So that's what really this book, 18 Minutes with Jesus, is about. It's a fresh look at the Sermon on the Mount and how it applies for today.
Now, when this unfolds, as you are thinking about this, you think TED Talk, you think 18 minutes, God says, look at, check out Sermon on the Mount. I mean, I just sense all of a sudden, you know, as the veil is being pulled back on this revelation, that light bulbs are flashing in your head over this revelation.
Well, and I have to say, well, why this happened is I've been a pastor for more than 40 years, and I've never preached on the Sermon on the Mount. And I want to tell you the reason I haven't. I'm embarrassed to say it, but it's true. First of all, I thought it was too boring. you know, I think we all have this idea of Jesus as this wimpy rabbi who walked around the countryside munching on birdseed and saying nice things to people. And we think that's what the Sermon on the Mount is. I actually was trained in a seminary that taught that the Sermon on the Mount has no application for today. It's the constitution for the millennial kingdom and for heaven. And I accepted that and thought, well, why worry with the Sermon on the Mount if it doesn't apply for today? But then as I did read it, it began to dawn on me, hey, you know, Jesus said if somebody slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Oh, in heaven, who's going to be slapping you? And
exactly.
Pray for your enemies. For your enemies. If evil's gone, who are your enemies going to be? No, exactly. I came to understand, Bill, the Sermon on the Mount is for the here and now, and following these principles leads to a satisfying life.
You know, and it's interesting because when I got an advanced copy of your book, I had already, a couple of months earlier, God had led me into a daily devotion on the Sermon on the Mount. And I thought, whoa, this is interesting. You know, and I love how God works, how he brings disparate, you know, people and cultures and ideas, and how you come to a crossroads and you go, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm getting that. And now it makes sense. And I cannot thank you enough. Your book has been such a blessing because it's reinforced and made me even more grateful why the why the Holy Spirit had led me to make sure that I was incorporating the Sermon on the Mount into my daily devotion.
Well, I mean, it is so practical, and it's really the theme of the Sermon on the Mount is a radical kind of righteousness. It's a living radically, but it's a way that brings joy in this life and unending happiness in the next life. And, you know, when you learn to, instead of hating your enemies and trying to escalate arguments with them, to love your enemies and pray for them that do wrong to you, it just gives you a whole new level of living that maybe not always results in perfect unity with your enemies, but it sure is a better way to live.
In reading it, do you have this sense of priority that God has? I mean, I look at it and I say, whoa, you know, the way they're enumerated in the Sermon on the Mount, you see these topics unfolding, and I have this sense that Jesus purposely ordered them specifically in this manner.
I think there's a purpose to it. I haven't discovered exactly why it's in the exact order that it is. But, you know, he ends, and I think the climax of the sermon is straight talk about your eternal destiny. You know, contrary to common wisdom today, Jesus says there's not one road that everybody's on that leads to heaven. Remember what he said? He said, find that narrow road that leads to salvation, and few are those who find it. You know, that answers the question that so many people ask. If Christ is the only way to heaven, what about billions and billions of people who don't trust in Christ? How can so many people be wrong? Well, Jesus prophesied that many people will be wrong. The population of heaven is going to be relatively small compared to the population of hell.
Yeah, exactly. And Pastor, you wrote about that, you know, because there was this sense that all roads lead to heaven. And you were motivated to address that issue and that failing, because that is a false narrative that could lead even the elected down the wrong road, right?
Absolutely. 60% of evangelical Christians believe there's more than one way to heaven other than faith in Christ, which means Jesus must have been a liar when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
When you talk about the radical things that Jesus brought up, and you say, well, if Jesus came today, how much more radical would they be in light of this very laissez-faire sort of culture? I say laissez-faire in a sense, in terms when it comes to godly issues. Others might say they've become quite militant and they're standing in a very ornery sense in the face of God, saying, I'm going to do it my way. I refuse to do it your way.
That's right. And when we do it our way, the end isn't happiness, it's misery. You know, for example, in the area of sex, you know, Jesus said, now you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And a lot of people walk around and say, well, as long as I technically don't engage in intercourse with somebody other than my mate, I'm okay. But Jesus said, I have a higher standard. You know, to just look at somebody and lust after them is the same as committing adultery. Jesus tells us the truth that sexual immorality doesn't begin in the bedroom. It begins in the mind. And the reason he tells us this, again, is not to restrict our happiness, but to enhance it.
We're talking with Pastor Robert Jeffress' new book, 18 Minutes with Jesus. Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the pastor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Pastor Robert Jeffress is with us. We're talking a straight talk from the Savior about the things that matter most. And I want you to really hear that, the things that matter most. I mean, we're so distracted by worldly ideas that they're really not doing us really much heavenly good or earthly good. Earthly good in terms of how it relates to us personally, how it should relate to others, and how we should be that shining light that brings others into the kingdom, because that's what we've designed for, that we were designed for, and that's why we're here on this current plane that we're on. 18 minutes with Jesus. Can you not give 18 minutes a day, Pastor?
Well, that's right. And again, the reason I wrote this book with this title is you can read the whole Sermon on the Mount, the roadmap for how to live in the here and now, not just the hereafter, in 18 minutes. And, you know, again, you emphasize the subtitle, Straight Talk About the Things That Matter Most. It's the things that matter most to us. It just strikes me, Bill, that Jesus is interested in what we're interested in. For example, so many people are talking about the economy right now. They're wringing their hands over rising inflation and a plummeting stock market. And Jesus has some great advice about that. He said, hey, you can't worry your way to wealth. Wealth and worry go hand in hand like apple pie and ice cream. You know, those who have a lot of money right now are afraid they're going to lose it. Those who don't have it are afraid they'll never have it. And Jesus said, look, don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. When you think about it, Bill, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Only three things can happen, and none of them are very good. You can lose it, somebody can steal it, or you're going to leave it all behind, which everybody's going to do. And that's why Jesus says, instead of focusing on earthly wealth, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Look at the birds. They don't sit up at night wringing their beaks over their checkbooks. They don't worry about money. Their Heavenly Father provides for them. Will He not do much more for you?
Exactly. And God, time and again, has been proven to be faithful, no doubt about it, if you have eyes and to see and ears to hear. You know, Pastor, in considering the Sermon on the Mount, I don't know if you saw the series, a part of the series of Chosen, as Jesus was working through the language of the Sermon on the Mount. And I thought what Dallas Jenkins did in presenting that really offered us a deeper look, some insight. It may not have happened exactly that way, but it's interesting to think that Jesus, as fully man, fully God, but fully man, knowing that he had to relate to other humanoids, really took his time. It wasn't like this was off the cuff, was it?
No. Jesus was very intentional about everything he said, everything that he did. And, you know, it was apparently quite an audience he had that day. I mean, he had the totally committed apostles. He had those who were, you know, somewhat interested, curious about him. And then he had people who were absolutely opposed to him. And yet his message applied to all of them.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like you were talking about, you know, something short and powerful that connects with the heart. And Jesus, of course, being God, had a way of breaking through the veneer of it all and getting right to the heart of the matter that really left people quiet and left them, you know, pondering the depth of the message, the depth of the words, not a long speech, but a very powerful speech.
Yeah, and you remember how Matthew closes. He said after he finished his sermon and he closed with that powerful parable about the two men who built houses, one on the rock and one on sand. And the one that was built on the rock stood, the one that was on the sand collapsed, and great was its fall. And so is the one, Jesus said, who doesn't build his life on me and my word. And remember what Matthew said? He said, and the people were amazed at the power of his teaching. There was something different than what the regular religious leaders, the Pharisees, were teaching the people. And I think that's true today. I think when we share God's word with people, it resonates. It strikes in a way that our words, apart from God's word, can't really penetrate the human heart.
You know, today it seems there's a lot of criticism toward the church. And Jesus answered that. He gave a straight talk about your church, right?
Right. He talked about church, and he talked about what real worship is, and he contrasted it to the superficial kind of worship that the Jews were involved in many times when they were just trying to check off the list. He reminded us that God looks at the heart, and the Sermon on the Mount is all about heart attitudes. You know, you just don't check off the list. I'm not doing this. I am doing this, so I'm okay with God. It's all about a heart attitude. And that's why, again, I think the Sermon on the Mount is so powerful. Jesus cuts through to the core of our being and what really matters to us.
And it's interesting because you even have at one point, you know, the apostles are watching Jesus. They're observing his prayer life. And they asked Jesus at one point, you know, teach us to pray. And yeah. In the Sermon on the Mount, he addresses our prayer life.
That's right. And to me, that's one of the best chapters in this book and the one that spoke most to me is about your prayer life. Because prayer is that slender nerve, somebody said, that moves the hands of God. And he said, when you pray, don't be like the Gentiles who think if they just repeat words over and over again that they're going to be heard because of their many words. Instead, pray like this. And he gives us, you know, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Interestingly, Bill, never was that prayer repeated by the disciples. There's no history. It was ever repeated during the New Testament era. It wasn't a mantra to be recited. It was a model for how to pray. And, you know, some people say you shouldn't pray selfish prayers. Jesus says it's okay to pray for what's in your heart. I love C.S. Lewis' quote when he said, when we pray, we ought to pray what is really in our heart, not what we think should be in our heart.
Well, you know, because part of prayer is confessing. And confessing isn't just about our sin. It's just being able to open up our heart to God to say, this is what I'm dealing with. Here's my desires. Here's the things that I'm tripping over. And you're just laying yourself out before the one who actually has the power to do something about it, doesn't he?
That's right. And to have faith in praying doesn't mean that you have faith that what you're praying for is going to happen. We don't know whether it's going to happen or not. We're not like the engine, the little engine that could. I think God will. I think God will. I think it's not a positive thinking exercise. To pray in faith means to boldly ask God for what is in your heart and then quietly trust in his wisdom and how he chooses to answer. It's like Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, Lord, here's my desire. Remove this cross from me. Yes, not my will, but your will be done.
Got a couple of minutes left here, and two very important questions. One has to do with eternal destiny. Boy, I'll tell you, that will really cause people to pause when you say, okay, what's next?
That's right. And Jesus had a lot to say about our eternal destiny. He said, first of all, not everybody has the same eternal destiny. Some will be raised to everlasting blessing, others to everlasting judgment. There is a heaven and a hell. Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. And he so wants everybody to find heaven that he said, here's the one way to get there. You know, people think, well, it's intolerant to say there's only one way to heaven. And I remind people when they say that it's intolerant or it's anti-Semitic to tell Jews that they had to receive Christ to go to heaven, I say, well, I got that idea from a rabbi. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus was a Jew, and yet he said there's only one way. Peter was a Jew, and yet he said at Pentecost, there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So if we really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we have to believe everything he said, including what he said about heaven and hell.
I'll tell you, the other thing that sticks out from him, we've got about a minute left, and boy, this could be a whole interview unto itself, and that's Jesus calling us to radical righteousness. Why would he call us to something that is not attainable?
Well, I think, again, apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, it isn't attainable. But I believe through the power of the Holy Spirit, Bill, Jesus is telling us sin has no more power over our life than we choose to allow it to have in our life. Satan wants to make you think he's still your master. He isn't. If you're a Christian, you have a new master.
Well, his latest book right here, 18 Minutes with Jesus, Dr. Robert Jeffers, the best-selling author and pastor, has been our guest. Pastors, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. God bless.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has revealed that the Chinese Communist government has asked him directly to withhold Starlink internet access from the Chinese people. Quote, Beijing has made it clear its disapproval of its recent rollout of Starlink in Ukraine, end quote. They also sought assurances he would not sell Starlink access in China. President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and Los Angeles International Airport's websites were affected. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. It's got, it's James Hurston time, and we've got to get him on. He's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. We've got lots to talk about, especially in the crazy, wacky world of California that is about really, I think they may find out sooner or later, James, that the world is not flat.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. But, you know, this is an election year, and whenever there's an election year, crazy things happen. Politicians try to get their images elevated, and they want to have the conversation be about one issue here in California, and that is, unfortunately, abortion. And
right.
So they put a proposition on our ballot. And remember, California already, sadly, has existing law that is quite liberal when it comes to abortion, where it allows it for any reason whatsoever in the first two trimesters, and then for later abortions, there's some limitation. In other words, the life or health of the mother has to be impacted in order to go forward. And now they want to remove even that. And they want to remove, all types of other restrictions, and essentially, in accordance with Governor Newsom's plan, make California into what they call, what Governor Newsom calls, an abortion destination or an abortion sanctuary, which is really a ridiculous concept. So in that regard of keeping abortion alive, Newsom goes out and he's taking his campaign funds and purchasing billboards. And on the billboard, in addition to a anti-life message, kind of grandstanding in states that have restrictions on abortion. Hey, welcome to California. Come to California, have an abortion. And, oh, by the way, we'll put in a Bible verse from the Gospel of Mark. You know, and, you know, loving your neighbor as yourself. This is the greatest, you know, and it's really triggered a whole lot of people, but especially Christians, of course, because it's the New Testament, and it's a horrible aberration and twisting of Scripture done for political purposes. And of course, it's something that is an uncompromisable issue. Mm-hmm. And so two of our very prominent religious leaders have spoken out on this anti-life agenda, this grandstanding that's going on by the legislature and the governor. And one of them is John MacArthur, a pastor of a mega church that's in the greater Los Angeles area. And it's a Grace Community Church. And he wrote an open letter, released it to the press and everything. And he got almost as much publicity as Newsom did. Mm-hmm. And by the end, I think, well, after it's on the Bill Martinez show, I think he'll get even more publicity. But it's he actually obviously takes issue with what Newsom has done by quoting not only Scripture, but the red letters, the words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, talking about the greatest commandments. And he calls it just a great sacrilege. And at a point in his letter that's probably gotten the most publicity, he says that Newsom's soul is in danger. Because this is such blasphemy, using the Scripture that way, and he urged his congregation and Christians all over the world to pray for Governor Gavin Newsom. So it's very striking. And it just seems to me, by the way, the Scripture that's quoted is Mark chapter 12, verse 31, which says, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than these, because there were the two commandments that Christ talked about, which was loving God with all your heart and your soul and your might, and loving your neighbor as yourself, that the whole of the law of the Old Testament is summed up in those two commandments. But they just took, Newsom is, and his people are so biblically illiterate that they just took the one portion of the Scripture, and it says on his billboard, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Mm-hmm. So he took out of context, a part of the Scripture, and making the grammar come out looking wrong. I mean, it's really, it's sad on so many levels. And
the Bible's clear that if you misrepresent and misstate the Bible, you are accursed. And this is what this governor has done to himself. And John MacArthur is right, is that we need to pray for Gavin Newsom, because he doesn't even realize what he's done by obliterating Scripture. You cannot do this with the Word of God. God takes this personally. And first of all, in the first aspect of what Jesus was referring to, the greatest commandment, loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, okay? Well, loving God is everything that has to do with God's character, which is about life, not death. Even when the children of Israel were sacrificing their children, James, you remember him in the Old Testament. You say, who told you? Who told you that, you know, that would be somehow acceptable to me as God, that you would sacrifice your children? That's, you know, nothing short of an abomination. And then when you get into loving your neighbor as yourself, well, what do you know about love if you're perception and understanding is love is limited. Well, guess what? You're going to have a limited love for your neighbor, are you not? I mean, it only stands to reason.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It stands to reason. And look, it's in a time right now where we see prominent people, left of center people, trying to appropriate scripture and appropriate religious themes. We've heard the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, do it. We've heard the strange former conservative Joe Scarborough do it recently, somehow trying to equate passages of scripture with the taking of an innocent life. Mm. And as you point out, that's extreme blasphemy. It is extreme, an insult to the creator of the universe, but it's also cognitive dissonance. I mean, we're
without
looking
a doubt.
At a scripture that says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God knows every hair of our head. There's constant
exactly.
references of life in the womb in the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, both Mary's baby and her cousin Elizabeth's baby, who happened to be Jesus Christ and John, St. John the Baptist, leapt in their wombs, being in the presence of each other. The idea that Governor Newsom would brag on billboards, and by the way, he used his Twitter account to broadcast this, so the reaction came even before the billboards are up. But the idea of taking that scripture and essentially attributing the notion of abortion to God, and also this is from the same state that now grandstandingly has this proposition on the ballot to have it in the Constitution of the state, the sacred founding document of the state, that a child's life could be taken right before they take their first breath.
Unbelievable. James, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, you know, what Governor Newsom is doing is quite revealing. And the way I hear other people, the way they're talking, it's like an echo chamber theology. This only comes out of when your ideology is so fixed and you find yourself in an echo chamber. I mean, you have got to really come up with some interesting pretzel logic to somehow use the word of God to justify abortion. I like what Mother Teresa had to say about this. She said, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what they want.
Absolutely. And of course, Gavin Newsom was just like others, like the president of the guy that occupies the White House right now. Biden claims to be a Catholic. Pelosi claims to be a Catholic. Newsom was raised a Catholic. And there's no way you can be raised Catholic and asking the Blessed Mother to show us to the fruit of her womb, and you can be pro killing a child right before they're born. And I said there were two prominent religious figures that spoke out. Well, another one is San Francisco Archbishop Cardileoni. Mm-hmm. I think you pronounce it there. But yeah. The Archbishop, who has been a constant, consistent champion for the unborn, who's also been a very courageous voice in basically saying that politicians who promote an intrinsic evil, intrinsic means it's always evil, an mm-hmm. intrinsic evil like abortion should not be able to have communion in the Catholic
exactly.
Church. Well, he's spoken out both in an open letter against this anti-life policy of California in the form of Proposition 1. And, you know, one of the things that he did, I just think is very unique, because he basically said to the people who are promoting abortion, he asked the rhetorical questions. He said, why are you limiting a woman's rights? If it's okay to have an abortion a day before the baby is born, why not the day after? Why not a month later? Why not 6 months or a year? Why can't a young mother, after having a baby, just say, hey, I can't do this anymore, and be allowed to kill a child. It's the same reasoning. And he said, and correctly, laws, you know, we're talking about the Constitution of California, they need to be grounded in sound reasoning. And sound reasoning, it also is based on the science of human development, which is well settled, that in fact, human life begins at conception. There's a unique genetic composition of a human being that didn't exist before, that exists then. So the idea that, you know, that you can kill that life at any point in human development is intrinsically wrong. But the idea that they want to express, that a moment before a child takes his or her first breath, we're going to say that it's legal to basically take that child's life, that is monstrous.
It really is, James. Well, and the deal is let's go back and let's talk about a heartbeat. Stacey Abrams came out with some goofy deal that, you know, is giving some sort of credence and rise to those that are just, you know, they're maniacal over this. Their minds, their consciences have been so seared that they're willing to accept something that is unscientific. From who? Stacey Abrams? Like she's a doctor? You know, wait a minute. What did I miss here in translation that all of a sudden she could speak to this issue about a fetal heartbeat?
Right, I mean, it doesn't exist according to Stacey Abrams. It's fabricated by pro-lifers. That's essentially what she said.
Right, exactly.
When I say this is monstrous, what's interesting, these two religious leaders, Pastor MacArthur and Archbishop Cordiglione, they came up with the same portion of the Old Testament and the same pagan deity, Molech.
Molech, yes, exactly.
Came up with Molech was a deity where the nation of Israel got into a terrible thing where they were worshiping false gods, and they became part of the group that would sacrifice their children to a false god, Molech. And so they both brought it up, and this is it. So when we're talking about the theology, we're talking about, as the Psalms say, as Archbishop Cordiglione quoted, that when Israel worshiped those nations' false gods, they were entrapped, and they sacrificed their own sons and daughters to demons. And so we are talking about the diabolic. We are talking about, again, back to our theme that you and I always talk about, this is a spiritual war of good and evil, and nothing can be more evil than the sacrifice of children to the gods of evil. And what are the people that are justifying abortion now are saying that killing a child is okay if the mother simply feels like it. They no longer are pro-choice, as they constantly trumpet. They are unapologetically pro-abortion. Pro-abortion for vanity. Pro-abortion for convenience. Pro-abortion as a substitute for self-control.
Yeah, and not safe and rare like they propose.
Molech.
Right, exactly. Well, and Jonathan Kahn, and Jonathan Kahn's new book, The Return of the Gods, he reminds everybody of this Molech God. And here we are, the manifestation of these gods that are coming out of hiding that have been somewhat restrained. But in 1973, we opened the door, and now the expense has been 63 million babies that have been aborted. And the scientists, doctors say that another 40%.
have been exterminated by way of mail order through the abortifacient bill. Now, the other thing, too, to consider here, James, in talking about California, is don't forget the case of David DeLeiden. David DeLeiden caught Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is also against the law. So who ends up going to jail? David DeLeiden goes to jail. He's still battling a legal case. I think that's now probably a quarter of $1 million plus now that it's been costing him and the people that are supporting him. And Planned Parenthood, nothing has happened to them. They've been off scot-free. They haven't even gotten a ticket, a parking ticket for that.
Well, that's, you know, just part of the selective justice that we see. And David DeLeiden, I believe that case and persecution of him was started by our current vice president when she was attorney general. And it's been a debacle. You know, the thing is that Planned Parenthood has never been able to come up with anything to refute in substance what David DeLeiden said and reported on. And all they do is incessantly repeat. It's similar to Stacey Abrams in The Heartbeat. They repeat that his videos were doctored, which he's proven in court is not the case. And so it's horrendous. And it reminds me very much of the way the truth has been suppressed. If anyone just looks into the actual abortion procedure, what happens during an abortion? That's what Bernard Nathanson did. He saw an ultrasound of the actual procedure being done, and he completely changed his view. And instead of an owner of abortion mills all over the country, he became a prominent pro-lifer, as we've seen Abby Johnson do, and a whole host of people from that industry. So when individuals actually see ultrasounds of the procedure being conducted, they're shocked because it's been suppressed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because you know who wanted to show those procedures and pictures about them on a television program years ago and left a major network because of this issue was Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge had a television show on Fox News Channel, and he left because his superiors told him he could not show what happens in an abortion. And their justification was, it's just too bloody and violent.
Right.
Well, that's the truth. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's too bloody and violent to be practiced in a civilized nation as well.
Right. And your point, you're exactly right about Kamala Harris's involvement with this case with David DeLeiden. Fox News reported on this last year. And, the blood is all over her on this whole situation, selling a baby parts when she was the attorney general. This is how it's no wonder, James, the way people have seared their conscience and what they've done. And, thank you for reporting on it and keeping up front, because here we are. I mean, the Democrats want the issue of Roe v. Wade on the ballot. And there's no doubt that probably for a small percentage, that will be, something that they will choose to vote on. But the majority of Americans, interesting, according to George Barna, is looking for a government that is more civil and more kind and just. So we'll see what happens with this upcoming election, if there will be, in fact, a red wave or not. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, our guest. Thank you, James. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Take care as well.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel.